Hi, everybody. Here we are, another Saturday night. And tonight's our birthday party on the Lightship. Do it once a month. And this is the 4th of October, 2014. So, let's look at that date there. Well, anyway, we'll clear the numbers off for today in case the numbers are bothering you. Remember, we have those things in our NATO chart, and we have also keywords, but we'll clear the numbers. So 10, clearing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 2014, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so think of a situation, incident that happened to you, and we'll bring some peace energy in place of your trauma that you've experienced, or maybe even pain. So here we go. Think of what happened to you more recently, and we'll bring in the energy to clear that. Here we go. So think of something. Boy, a lot of dense energy out there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And next we will bring up the light beams. So if you only have one, it'll be male energy. But if you're able to bring up three, we'll do all three of them for you. So this will be the triple light beams here. So here we go. First light beam, be male energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And now do the middle one here, which will be the non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next one is the female. So I'll just count for that one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We do have a special link for that in our chat box, so if you wanted to click on that, you have three light beams instantly. Well, that's good. So we'll have callers tonight. If you want to call in, you can do so. And I'll just turn it over to you, Kathy. Are you out there somewhere?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And thank you so much. We really appreciate having those peaceful healings right at the top of the show, Ron. And as you said, today is October 4th, and it's a Saturday, and we had those of us who are registered for the special physical rejuvenation teleconference that Ron held today, had a lot of healing done, and he'll be doing some more of the healings when we go to the Creation Lightship later. And Ron is our ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and he escorts us to the place where all the blueprints are made, and lots of healing takes place there. So we're always looking forward to more healing, and Saturday night live on the Lightship is a very special treat for those of us who can listen and catch the program. It's a lot like what Ron did today during the Ascension Preparation Call. And then tomorrow will be the special 8-hour Healing Intensive Conference Call, which will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So hope you can join us, because Ron announced yesterday that he's giving away a really important and apparently much needed healing. Ron, would you like to talk about that, please?
I'm giving away the special clearing here, which will be the heartbreak clearing, or heartache, I should say. So that'll be offered for people on the calls, on the 8-hour calls coming up here. So. had a lot of people commenting how much better they feel. So we'll just allow you to do your whole lifetime. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, we'll be following up today on some of the emails that we received from yesterday, Friday's program, on the topics that were discussed there, some new questions that came in. And as Ron said, callers are welcome, and the phone number is posted on the bbsradio.com Station 2 website for Creation Lightship Healing. Okay, so Ron, yesterday on the program, last night, you talked about this special sort of moon that we're supposed to be aware of and getting the energies of, apparently, and you've been dealing with it. And so you had made some really great recommendations about timeline crashing, some other healings. And a listener wrote in about using the keyword intercept. She wanted your opinion if using the keyword intercept free clearing that you have on your website and the natal barcode clearing would be effective if she puts in the details of the blood moon. And would it have a similar effect as doing timeline crashing? Over to you.
Boy, yeah, it'll be different, but everything works. So, yes, very interesting. Yeah, I think that would work fine, too. So it's hard to say which one's going to get more energy released, but any way you do a clearing on it, it's going to help out. So I would think that'd be wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, in case anyone missed yesterday's program, I do want to mention Ron's recommendations for the blood moon energy that our moderator typed up. I think she might post them in the chat room if she hasn't already. And by the way, the chat room is accessible if you set up a username and a profile. Your profile is important. You have to add a password. Some of you have been writing in saying you can't get in because you don't have a password. You have to create that under profile. And the profile login is to the far right of the chat box. And then it will be your own password that you can use each time. So what the moderator and what Ron recommended for the blood moon energy healings that we talked about last night's program is, first of all, the timeline crashes, and this will help ourselves and all the people on the same timeline, which is a lot of us. So he recommended starting them as of last night, October 3rd, to at least October 15th, or longer. If you're particularly sensitive and you're feeling the energy of the blue moon or notice the strange things happening around you, and you're supposed to put your own name on the timeline crash. Another clearing, the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is a free clearing under free sample clearings on the website creationlightship.com. Another clearing, the planet star, there's a planet star clearing that Ron has. It's easily found on the left side of the website, creationlightship.com. It has a lot of description in it, and it does clear out a lot about the moons and vortexes, asteroids, planets, stars, all kinds of things. So that's another one that he recommended. So anyway, that would be a very good thing to follow if and would be very helpful for everybody. And will be. I mentioned it tonight so that in case anyone missed yesterday's program, we don't need to go over it all over again. And now you've got the information that everybody got last night. Okay, so now, Ron, you got a couple of questions about some things that came up. One's about spirit. Is it true that he's wondering if people still have a little bit of their spirit left even after the dark side ascension happened 2 years ago?
Well, the ones that got abducted, that body is not here. So what got replaced was a clone replica body. So if your physical body that you had, say 2011, is the same body with a little more age on it, we'll say, that you have now, then you don't have to worry about it too much. The ones that left here at the Dark Side Ascension in 2012, at the end of the year in December, and they started actually probably around this time, October, and continued on, but basically we'll just say it was December. Those people are gone. So there's nothing to worry about because the spirits are already taken. So you're not going to come back here with a clone replica with a spirit in it because, you know, even if you were taken and brought back here with a replica, it won't have any spirit energy in it.
Hmm.
So if you're that person listening, you know, and you feel like you have been cloned out, you may not even know, but if you do know, maybe we have one person listening who goes, yeah, I think I'm a clone. Well, then you can do the clearing on the website, and you can maybe send us an email, and it's clone to light, and that will allow the light, you know, the light chip to take your physical body and put light into it, make a new blueprint of light, and replace the clone and make you human. And then it also gives you a brand new spirit. So that's the possibility for that. But, you know, thinking that maybe you got taken and you have part of you here already, no, that's already gone. That's adios, amigos. So back to you.
Okay, that kind of answers this other person's next question, which is about going to a relative's funeral, wonders if it's may cause harm to oneself or even pointless when they were abducted during the Dark Side Ascension. And so really, what are they actually going to the funeral for?
Well, that's a good one. Yeah. So yeah, if the person that is no longer here that died got switched out as a clone, then, you know, why would you go there? You know, you may be conscious enough to recognize that the person was a clone. So what are you doing at the funeral? That's a good question. What are they going to do to you when you show up? You know, maybe you're going to be at a bunch of clones. Maybe the clones are watching one of their prototypes you know, going into the ground and wondering why that's happening. So, and then what would you be wanting to go to it if you're human and you're seeing a clone get buried or whatever? Very good. But there could be maybe something in there to even harm you. And maybe there's a clone handler. Maybe you have a relative that keeps calling you, oh, you got to come to this funeral. You know, well, maybe they're now your new handler as an alien, working through inside of a cloned body. So, you know, be careful of that. Back to you.
Okay, so, yeah, it's always kind of tricky, though, to be a part of a family or a group of people and be one of the only ones who didn't go to the funeral. But even though you have a good reason, you can't really explain it. Okay, let's see. So someone is working the alien attack removal clearing, and she's got a couple of pages, maybe some of, you know, the clearing has 10 options to it. So if you have the kind of computer that does tiles or tabs along the bottom where you can see the pages, you can see the light being, then it's pretty good because you can run a lot. But she's wondering how many should she run? She says she doesn't say how many she is running, but she's just wondering how many she should run. So I don't know. She's wondering if is it normal to be experiencing energies that are less than peaceful while she's running the alien attack removal? Because when she's done with the clearing, she doesn't feel that agitation anymore. So she doesn't say which options she's doing, but I know that clearing is pretty thorough and deep.
Yeah, well,
over to you, Ron.
If you're feeling agitated doing a clearing, it means that it's releasing something And maybe that something doesn't want to get released, and so you're feeling the physical energy of this thing trying to hang on. So I would say if you're doing, say, one page of we'll just say, we'll just pick on one of the alien races, and you know this is the one affecting you, so we'll just say it's the Palladians, okay? And you've seen their ships, et cetera, and you know that these are the guys who are abducting you. So, you know, when you're doing this clearing and you kind of like get jittery or something, well, you might want to put up maybe half a dozen screens for that same clearing. Give it a little more horsepower, you know, and see if that would help. Then also, very possibly, maybe these poor Palladians want to go to the light. So you may want to do the clearing, you know, which would be the aliens to light. Before we talked about clones to light, so you may want to do the alien to light clearing. Because they may want to get out of here. I've been dealing with that a lot the last, well, probably the last month for sure, if not longer. But a lot of the aliens that are here, first we got rid of the ones that came in here because they wanted to pick up their gold that was buried, and that was probably maybe I'll just say 6 to 9 months ago. They wanted to get it off planet here. And so naturally there were pirates out there who wanted to steal it from them as they dug it up and got it out. And so that scenario is probably, you know, done with now, I believe. But chances are maybe they want to leave here. And they have no way out except through maybe you doing a clearing. So you may want to do that alien to light clearing on them, and maybe they're just trying to get your attention. And you may take it as a negative thing because maybe they're making your body get agitated and you think you're being actually hit with more energy, or you think you're under attack, and it's really not them attacking you. They're just trying to ask for help to get out of here. So that's a possibility. Remember, there's always the alien wars going on. So that's what I would say, is just to do the other clearing maybe and just run it, you know, with your clearing if you are having alien situations. You know, a lot of people that I talk with who know that they have been under attack, you know, that they can describe what the rooms look like, what the ship looks like. You know, they can talk about the table that they're put on, what they've been, you know, experiencing and everything else, you know. Fluids they had to drink and everything else like that. And, you know, you may want to put up that alien to light one. Maybe it could help out and release some of these things. So I guess back to you, Kathy. I don't know what else to say on that, but that's another possibility. So don't look at it as a bad thing. Think of it as they want to leave, and you have the tools on the website to do that. So take the tools that's there to help them out, and that in turn will help you out. So back to you.
Okay, so Rob, one of the listeners in the chat room is saying that she's listening to you, and she's saying, yes, she's felt some of her heart beating fast while she's doing the alien attack, eliminating an aliens page, and it was so fast, it was very intense, and then she started seeing a lot of aliens come into her room and felt herself being worked on, so she really sees it. So she wanted to know, you know, if that was what you were talking about, the heartbeat with beating fast, were they also scared? Were the aliens and her scared or something, or feeling, you know, just transferring that feeling to her?
Okay, yeah, no, let's look at it another way now, okay? So everybody believes that they're in linear time, and so what you're going through, you know, say in the next 5 minutes and your past 5 minutes, you think that's all that you have happening, okay? Well, you're out on timelines. So the fact that your heart could be beating fast means that you're probably, you could be on 500 timelines, and all that you're visually seeing is this one race working with you, okay? But there could be 500 races doing something, and now you're having the response of your body having issues, okay? So it's not always what's happening here. In fact, you know, like I say, what you don't see is going to get you, you know. You know, people, we talk about ship cloud time up there, and you can see the faces. And you just look at any type of forest fire, you know, when they show the smoke coming off, you know, off of the trees burning or whatever's burning, or it could be any kind of thing that's burning, and watch it, and you're going to start seeing these ugly-looking alien faces showing up because their smoke is being imprinted on them. So do look at that. But remember, you know, most people think that the aliens above your head, you know, at the cloud level, well, they're right alongside of you here. You just can't see them. If we had clouds next to you, they would show up. And I'm sure most people probably would not want to get out of their house if they saw that. So they're here. And ideally, looking at their perspective, you know, they probably really don't want you here because they've probably been here longer than the human race. This is their territory. So you're kind of here, you know, doing your stuff, and they may not like it at all. They think they own this place. So that's one way to look at it, you know, because these races are ancient, you know. And you may not be that ancient, you know, as far as coming in here as a life form to visit this planet. So you may not be wanted. So back to you, Kathy.
So the person who asked the question appreciated your suggestion to try the clearing you offered, alien into light. And that clearing, Ron mentioned, is not on the website. So you will have to write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and it will be sent to you promptly. So that would be for anyone, not just the person who is writing the questions. Anyone who feels they need this will benefit from it, the way Ron described. So you may request it, and it will be sent to you, which is compliments of Ron. Thank you so much. So it seems like we're on a different timeline, but she's experiencing things in the now. So would you suggest, Ron, she go ahead and just start running the alien attack clearing again, but not maybe quite so many pages?
Well, what I'd do is stick with the same issue. So find out what the issue is and find out which one of those clearings is going to work the best for you. And, you know, maybe put up maybe four screens up with that same clearing. And then also do the alien to light one alongside of that. But I would not go all over the map with the clearings thinking you have this going on and that going on, you know, and everything else. Just stick with one particular, you know, situation that you know you're dealing with. And keep all the energy consistent there. And that will probably be the best way to do it. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, that's good advice. So thank you, Ron. And also, I do want to mention that there was a program on September 20th, which was two Saturdays ago, where the alien eliminating alien attack clearing that Ron has was discussed. And what is on the page that you can read was discussed. So some people who may have questions about what they should do or what they're experiencing or what the Creation Light Chip can do for them would really benefit from listening to that archive of September 20th, also reading carefully and slowly all the information on that eliminating alien attack clearing, which is there for anyone. You don't need to buy it to read the information. It's all on the top of several pages long, and then when you want to purchase the clearing, that's on the very bottom. But Ron spent quite a lot of time and effort creating that one page of, I mean, that one clearing. It is so chock full of helpful and informative and unfortunately all too realistic things going on the planet that a lot of us just didn't know about till we read it, but the evidence is there. And it's very well written and easy to understand with a lot of pretty interesting things in there. So for those who are listening now who have written many times to CLS questions or are wondering in their mind what's going on and what to do about it, there's just a good place to start is on that eliminating alien attacks clearing that Ron created several years ago to help us address all these many, many, many things that come at us. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have this to kind of ward off so much more that's coming at us, and to ward off things that some people can see and some you can't see, and just to get the parasites out of us and all kinds of other things that are going on with the aliens and the just the energies that are dark energies. So it's a really great thing. So I did want to mention that again, because so many people have spoken of it before as it being pretty much a lifesaver, the alien attack removal page. Next question, Ron. This woman saw you in a dream. She's been seeing, she before she had seen dreams of other healers. So now she says that since learning about the Creation Light Ship and what she's learning about dreams from the programs she listens to, she knows dreams are lives, and she knows they're parallel lives. And she saw you in her dream, and so she's wondering if that's a shapeshifter impersonating you, or is that, you know, the aliens playing tricks on her, or what?
It very possibly could be. So, you know, I know I'm doing a lot of things at one time, but I probably would not show up in a dream. You know, it's hard to tell. I would say typically not. So I would say they're probably playing tricks or something, you know.
Well, I want to mention something about that. This had happened to me once. You showed up in one of my dreams, but knowing what I know now, the aliens didn't really bother to make you look like you. They just put in my head, oh, Ron's here, and they just kind of put like this sort of facsimile sort of person standing there. And it was like, yeah, that's Ron. Ron's there in your dream. And when I woke up, I remembered that image they kind of threw up there. It was like really not you at all. It didn't really look like you. They just didn't take the time to make it even look like you. They just wanted to try to convince me you were there and see if they could manipulate me to do something. So that's why I think they do try to play tricks on us and see, you know, what we'll do, see how gullible we are, or what, you know, what we'll do when we see you there. That's another kind of a test they put us through.
Now, what I'd say, if I was in your dream, you wouldn't see me and they'd be gone. So that's how quick it would go, because I wouldn't put up with being in a dream and they'd be terminated instantly. So you wouldn't even have a chance to see me if I did show up.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, when you do show up, it don't even look like you. Okay, another question about a clearing. This one's about the bites and stings. Okay, this person all their life has had just a lot of stinging. Bees, yellow jackets, all kinds of stingers here. 32 times when they were just a child, just on since childhood. And anyway, this person got stung recently and was afraid they'd developed an allergic reaction, but they had bought the bites and stings healing and wondered how many minutes they should keep it running. She didn't say if she developed an allergic reaction, but I suppose not, since she didn't say. But would you give her some advice as to the severity of her bites and maybe a recommendation of how long she should use that clearing until she gets resolution?
Well, I think if that happened to me, I'd probably do the clearing at least an hour, maybe even 6 hours, to get rid of the poisons and stuff. And it sounds like, since you're dealing with bites and stings, very possibly you could have a barcode on you for that. So we have a clearing for that. And I would probably do that, what we call a negative affirmation, to love it out of your life. You know, that's where you say, you know, I love being stung by bees. You know, you may want to start off with that one. And the way it makes me feel. I love having the pain. Something like that. Something that's going to make you really think that you're crazy about saying what the condition is there. The best one, you know, is if you say something and you want to throw up, you know you got it nailed, you know. But do that maybe 1,000 times to get rid of the energy on it. And then now work with the wasp and maybe whatever else is biting you. And just keep doing that. And since it's surfacing your life a lot, you probably want to have a friend with you to help you out with this particular affirmation, because you're going to go from, like I said, the mental state of wondering why you're saying it, and then you're going to go into the emotional stuff, and you might even feel pain get released out of your body, and it may be very uncomfortable. It could be. Normally, you hit rock bottom, and you're crying and sobbing, and then you keep saying it more and more, and then you pop out of it, and then you're basically done with it because you got rid of most of the energy on it. So it sounds like you have a T-shirt on that says, please bite me, you know, and somehow in your genetics it's doing that. And you could have blocked energy exactly where you're being stung. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. So that's probably, you know, one condition that you're dealing with, because your body is filled full of blockages from your ancestors. And maybe this is the only way your body can get your mental attention, remember, because we think about things, to help yourself out. So that's how I would look at it. Your body's trying to really cause you harm because you have blocked energy in it. You need to release that energy. It's probably not what you want to hear, but that's what I perceive is probably happening. I'd first do the barcode, that reoccurring barcode. There's a special name that I keep stumbling on whenever I say it.
Reoccurring problematic barcode removal.
Yeah, that's the one. And so do that one, and then, see how you feel afterwards. But you may want to do that affirmation. And it's helped a lot of people. At first, you say, why am I saying that I love this, you know, when it's the furthest thing from your mind that you're going to love this, but you have to love it out of your life. You got to neutralize it. And that's what I would suggest doing, because if you don't neutralize the energy, it's going to come back on you again. And each time you get stung, it's a stronger situation than the one before normally, because it's building upon the last energy, and it has to get your attention, so it may hurt more. So definitely try to get released from it. So back to you.
That's good advice, Ron, about, I think you've said it before, neutralizing the energy by loving it out of your life, saying those affirmations, I love whatever it is. So in this case, it's the stinging and getting stung, and that is an awful lot of stings. Wow. So this person obviously does have this sort of problem.
And maybe you don't like the bees and the wasps. So right away, you go walking out someplace, and they're around, and they see that you don't like them, and all of a sudden, now you're a threat to them, okay? So I've been around bees a lot and wasps a lot, you know, walking through the, brush and stuff. And, you know, if I see bees around, I just kind of ask them what the news is, you know. Hi, bees, how you doing, you know? I'm here picking some berries or something, and they're very good, and I see you around too, so I'm in my space. I'm not going to hurt you, and, you know, great. And I also see wasps that build nests, and I go, uh-oh, you know. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, I'm not here to hurt you, wasp. You know, you can do what you're doing. I just need to move from here over to there, and this is where I'm going. You can watch me, and they just kind of like watch, and they might hover around you, but you just tell them what you're doing, and they'll leave you alone normally. So that's how I kind of deal with that. So back to you.
That's really nice, Ron. When we're little kids, we don't know that, though, and sometimes as well, the bees sting you before you even see them, or you accidentally step on it. And that's usually what happens, I think, is that it's just an accident at first, and then it sort of builds up from there. just like a lot of people fall down a lot, they have that same need for the recurring problematic barcode removal healing. So basically what you were trying to say is whatever it is that is happening to us that's causing our body harm, it's trying to get our attention to deal with this issue that we may have inherited or brought upon ourselves from other lives. And by loving it out of our life, doing the negative affirmation, we'll neutralize the energy for whatever it is that keeps happening to us. So, Ron, are there any other healings that you'd recommend for this person who had some pain here and had a lot of had a sting recently?
Well, the first thing is, whenever you have pain, look for entities. So maybe the entities you physically can't see, and they're afraid of these things, right? And maybe initially you weren't. So maybe they're afraid of bees, and they're energetically invisible, trying to swat the bees around, and the bee feels this energy coming at them. Maybe they see more than you see, and it's inside of your body, and it just sees arms flying around trying to swat them, even though your arms aren't doing that. And the bee goes up, I got to get this person, they're trying to kill me, you know, or harm me or something. So it could be that too. But always, when you have pain, normally the first thing is to get rid of entities, because that will draw them to you. So the pain that you're experiencing, whether they caused it or not, you know, it's the energy will be coming outside of your body. Entities will see that, and they can get charged up from your pain and trauma. You could probably have 500 entities hop into you instantly, and now they're going to be drawing more of that to you and also exasperating, you know, your pain. It'll go really high, you know. So first get rid of entities, and then from there see, you know, where you are. And you might even, you know, look at what other kind of stinging things are there. And if it's just strictly bees or wasps, but that's all that you're dealing with, then figure out why. Maybe you have an alien wasp in you, okay? I'll just kind of go sideways here. Maybe you have an alien, or maybe you have an alien wasp eater, right? And it likes eating these things, but you don't know that. So you have a shapeshifter in you that likes eating these things, and all of a sudden the bees see it as a situation. So that's another way of looking at it. I think we got a caller. I heard a beep there. We could take one real quick. Then we'll go to the light ship, you know, at a quarter tell. So we have a caller online?
Yes. Hi, Ron.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I had a question. I remember I called in a while back going through a problem with seeing these numbers, this kind of like the synchronicity mind control program. And I was just wondering... I've done a lot of clearings on it, but it keeps coming up. And I noticed that sometimes you update your site with healings that are specifically for it. I was wondering if in the future you'd consider kind of having a, I guess, this double-digit program clearing, like a clearing just for that, that people would be able to buy. Because I've noticed, like, it's kind of... It's really strange. It's kind of like, I guess I would say a barcode, really. But I've noticed, like, some really paranormal things, like the phone would ring, or, you know, my computer would stop working at a particular moment, and then I'd look at the clock, and then it would be that thing. Like, something would happen in my immediate surroundings, kind of like a hologram, and force me to kind of look at that number. And so I was wondering if it'd be possible in the future to make a healing that people could purchase that would be directly for that type of programming. Because it's always a double digit, you know, like 10 minutes past the hour or anything like that. It's just, it's constant, you know.
Okay, I'll see what I can come up with there. It's kind of interesting. I know we have a natal clearing where you can put numbers in and it goes back and forth, you know, doing them one way than the other.
Yeah.
The keyword is for words, but you could possibly put it in there too, your numbers.
Well, actually,
that might
you know,
I try the keyword.
Yeah, actually, I've been trying those two main ones actually on it each time, and it really kind of doesn't knock it away. It hasn't been working for me personally. So I was just thinking, because I noticed like the whole lifetime clearings that are targeted, or even like barcode clearings that are targeted on one thing, have really like just, you know, really honed in really good for me in the past. So I was just thinking maybe that would be something available in the future.
Okay, I'll see what I can come up with on that.
Yeah, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Maybe we can do a clearing on time or something. Anyway, we'll see how that turns out. Back to you, Kathy. Maybe we can take, in the next couple minutes here, we'll get some different rooms that people would like to go into on the light ship. We'll have a birthday party. So we'll just see what happens there. So I'll be back.
Okay,
in New
I'll be
York.
Watching the chat room.
Yep. Great. So I'll be back in New York in a couple of weeks here. Boy, this year sure went by quick. So that'll be the New Life Expo at the Pennsylvania, across from Penn Station.
Is that October 17th, Ron?
Yep. So 17th. Yeah, it's a Friday. So anyway, here we go, everybody. So let's go to the light ship. This only works live with people listening. If you are listening, then on an archive, you're going to feel the peace energy. So we're going up to the light ship. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll first just go to the food court here. And this is where the light beings go to eat. Just think of like a big shopping mall in a sense. The food court's there, and there's all different types of food that the light beings, you know, like. Remember, they're all different, so some may like other things more than others. And so you're a choice now. And we normally go to where they have desserts. So remember, we're having a birthday party, so you probably want to have a dessert, unless you want to have a salad or soup or something. But we'll go get the cake and ice cream here and whatever else is there. And I like the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the ice cream and the drizzle and the nuts and the cherry and whipped cream and a little small portion the size of a pencil eraser. And you have your own choice, too. You may want to get a pie in place of cake. And it's all nutritious, so you're going to feel very full afterwards. So here we go. And this is for people born in this month, which is October 2014. And happy birthday, everybody. The light beings are coming now to sing happy birthday to you, and people are singing up there, too. And if you could all see what's up there, you'd be very surprised. And probably seeing about 500 light beings singing happy birthday to you. It's quite something. And the choruses that they're singing and how they harmonize your body. So we can get seconds if we wish. So we'll just say happy birthday to everybody. And if you want thirds, you can request that too. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay. The centrifuge room.
Okay, so we're going to go into the centrifuge room. This is used to help to maybe get rid of the more stubborn energies that, you know, it's hard to get rid of here. And it's like got stuck into you. So here we go. Think of something that you want to release that you have a hard time dealing with. So here we go. Room is spinning, and I'll bring the energy in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The pain release room.
Okay, pain release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next room.
Deer and rainforest.
Okay, here we go. So bringing the energy in. Stronger, and request your one particular healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Golden whales.
Okay, here they are. So golden whale energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Large bumblebees.
Bumblebees. All right. Here comes the bumblebees. You can ride on them if you wish. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
A room that would help with skin issues, maybe a bath, a green mud.
Okay, the hot tub room with green mud. Here we go. So we're in the mud room, and here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do one more room here for everybody.
Let's see. How about dolphins?
Okay, dolphin room. Here we go. So here they come. Request your one healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, you're bilocated now, and you're in all the rooms at the same time. There's no such thing as time in light. You're in peace energy, where there's no time. So things can happen, a lot. So here we go. Let's come back from the light ship, and here we go. So bring in your animal, pets, flower, pea garden, plants with you. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So here we are, back on Earth, back here. So back to you, Kathy.
That was a very healing and peaceful visit, not to mention nice to have a birthday party with everyone. So birthday blessings to those in October. It would be nice to hear if you were able to see the birthday party and hear the singing that Ron described. If you could type that into the chat room, that would be great to read. Some people see and feel it. Some people just feel the peace energy. And if you're listening to this on an archive, the healings will not work, but you will feel the peace energy and learn a lot about the creation light ship, and that Ron does offer this for a longer time on his physical rejuvenation healing intensives every month. And today started the first one with the 4-hour teleconference call. And tomorrow we'll resume for the next 3 Sundays for the healing intensives. So just a little bit more about the healing intensives, Ron. We went into the centrifuge room at the very beginning, and you said that really helps with clear out the addictions. And we've gotten some letters from listeners who would like some assistance with their addictions, various and sundry addictions, such as overeating maybe, or smoking, or having to depend on pharmaceuticals and they don't want to, or, you know, there's all kinds of things. So could you explain how the centrifuge room can help us as another tool to release some of the compulsions we have towards these addictions?
Yeah, sometimes they're so deeply buried that they're hard to get released. And that room, is one that is used for that. If you have an addiction, I would say the first thing, naturally, I'm assuming that you already had your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So that's the first thing. So we'll just assume you already had that. The next thing is entities. So you probably, if you do have an addiction that you're kind of drawn to something every day, then I would say probably do the get the unlimited version of the entity clearing. First do your whole life, and then put on the next part, which would be the unlimited. And I would probably
do that clearing maybe 3 to 5 times a day. And then see how you're doing with that maybe a month later. Along with that, I would probably get maybe within a couple of weeks after doing the entity one, I would probably do the psychic billboard. I don't think I would do the psychic billboard right away because you've got to get yourself cleaned out enough from entities and then do the psychic billboard because very possibly the entities are transmitting on that they want to, you know, have that cigarette or that particular drug of choice or something or, you know, beer or something. So you want to, you know, get that off of your billboard. And maybe have somebody, in a sense, doing some black magic on you or something, and they're entering into your billboard that you're an alcoholic and stuff. So that can be used for that, too, because you can get that off of you. So that's what the psychic billboard is for, is to change your reality. So, and that you have to keep up with, you know, daily. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing is that. And then if not, then do the other one, which is your centrifuge room. But you got to get rid of the entities. If you don't do any entity clearing, you know, you're going to probably be really hard-pressed to have anything work for you. Because the entity clearing is what you need to keep the entities off of you, causing your problems. So that's how I would look at it. Entities are the main thing. Get those away from you.
Ron, when we do the entity clearing, should we specify what sort of entity we're looking to have be cleared or taken away?
Yeah, so you have to look at what your addiction is. And you know, you could be addicted to pain. So you may have entities on you who want to suffer pain, and they'll keep bringing pain into your life. That's kind of a new one. You know, normally think of addictions as, you know, some type of thing that you do all the time. You know, kind of like a jogger, you know, somebody goes out and runs every day because the entities want their body to run, you know. So that's one that some people might go, wow, that's really strange or, you know. But that's what happens too. But normally you think of an entity or addictions as something that's really negative. Yeah, it could also, you know, definitely be, you know, something that could be causing you pain, and you're drawing pain entities to you, and you keep dealing with pain because you don't know how to get away from it. But they're always with you because they want to bring pain into you from their past lives and other people that they body hopped with. So, you know, that's a whole different scenario there. So do entity clearings.
Ron, when we do the entity clearing, just to direct the light beings to a specific addiction in the if we have the unlimited, I know this would only work on the entity whole life unlimited clearing. And okay, no, it's probably true that all of us have more than one, you know, many addictions, but say the one that's really bothering us in our health, like for example, someone's written here about a smoking addiction. And would this person type into the incident box to ask the light beings to release them of the desire to smoke specifically or whatever it is?
Yeah, what you want to do is release the entity, you know, that is causing that for the entity clearing. I think we do have an addiction clearing, so you'd put in there what your addiction is. So either way, it would, you know, you need to specify your condition, your problem. Remember, the light always sees you as perfect, so you have to judge yourself because something that you have happening to you that is in perfection because you created it, in a sense, you don't want any longer, and it's just hard to get rid of it. So that's why you need to specify what your problem would be.
Yeah, and also I'd like to suggest, just from hearing so many testimonies over the last 3 years on Ron has many archives on his website, creationlightship.com. They're all nicely categorized under the different radio programs he's offered over the years, and some of the archives talk about entity releasing and addiction releasing in quite detail. So I'd like to suggest people listen to some of those archives. If you go to the ones for CTR, that subject is addressed specifically, so it's a little easier to find, but I have heard quite a few testimonies on BBS radio as well, and that is why some people sign up for the entity release teleconference Ron offers on Friday afternoons, because then they can pinpoint particular areas that they want release of entities from. And also, when Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship, he does also include the centrifuge room on the 4-hour call. And the light beings work on us for far longer than just what Ron can say or describe in the moment. So that would be also a very good place to ask light beings to release us from bothersome addictions. And other things, pain, for example, too, and other things, is on the teleconferences. And that would be three things, the entity clearing, the entity teleconference, and the centrifuge room. You can request your particular addiction be addressed by the light beings during the intensive. Okay, Ron, so that's three things I thought of I think would work really well if people just keep at it. I know lots of times people try the clearings once or twice and they don't feel a whole lot of relief, but if you're over 30, I just like to suggest you keep at it, because some of the people who've had reported very much success actually have been with Ron since almost the beginning, and they've learned about unpeeling the onion, that kind of metaphor, how it is to keep working the clearings, get the unlimited ones that are the whole life, and run them every day. And even last night on the radio program and before, Ron had asked the listeners to tell him what was their go-to clearing, what clearing really worked for them, what clearings do they use all the time. And he got a response. And so what this person was basically saying was they run several clearings every day, 2 to 3 times without fail, daily on 2 laptops, just so they can feel human. And, of course, this person probably a little bit older, so, you know, there's quite a few densities anyway, no matter what your age, because you inherit them from birth, from your generations. So you've got a lot, no matter. But still, that's what it takes, is just really keep working at it, find different ways. If you get stuck, like this last caller called Ron, he calls Ron and asks for advice and guidance, and he gets it, and just keep moving forward on repeating and repeating and repeating. And that's what those who've been with Ron for a few years have learned and shared. So I'm only passing this on because I listen to the archives a lot, and I put into practice what I hear, and I try it for myself. And honestly, it is very effective if we keep at it. And I know it takes a lot of time and a whole lifestyle change, basically, to do. But it's so worth it to reclaim your life, feel like you again, have some peace, some success. Just feel like, wow, this is a lot of what I've been missing is here. I never had it before, because truthfully, we don't know what we had until we get it back. And then it's so worth it to keep going, very motivating. And so anyway, Ron, it's just a really great thing to have all these healings and have so many choices as well as we keep unpeeling those onions and finding different ways to tackle these compulsions, dark densities, and interferences from aliens that plague us all. So a lot of listeners are saying they've had a very nice time on the Creation Lightship tonight, and one person was asking for some kind of a parasitic energy release. She had felt quite a lot of tension release when she did it on the Alien Attack page, and she wondered if she could have another sample of it for tonight before they go to bed. It was for the jellyfish and the octopus energies, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, so the jellyfish is on the top of your head, and here we go, taking away those little stingers and that creature. So one releasing it, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do the other one here. The octopus energy, and that normally causes shortness of breath, wraps around your rib cage, might feel these tentacles leave your body when I'm doing this here. So if you do feel something crawling inside of you, it's being, you know, being released. So here we go. First tentacle released. Good. Second released. Third. Fourth. Fifth. This feels more like throat stuff to me right now. Okay, fifth one, 6, 7, and 8. And doing the whole body now. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that one's released. So remember, you have more than one of these. So, you know, whoopee, right? So anyway, so let's do a mind-to-heart drop here to end the program. And here we go. Commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart center so you can be at peace. And here we go, dropping down. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, hope to see you on the call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific, 8-hour conference call that we're having to get rid of alien parasitic life forms. So, thank you, Kathy. Blessings to everybody. And we'll see you later. Thank you, BBS.